Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. Chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is across from me. Mr. Rob Center is the greatest producer we've ever had, bar none. So,
what about Kevin?
He was pretty good.
Okay.
All right. So I am back from deer camp. Very glad to be back. Didn't shoot a deer yet, but we had a blast, and that's the important thing. Plus, on a very, very windy day, I didn't fall out of my tree stand.
Well, good for you.
I was in a tree that was just swaying and rocking. This tree I was in swayed so much that it pulled the ladder up out of the ground down below me. So that's a stiff breeze. So, but I'm back and very glad to be here.
Sounds like if you spent most of your time indoor drinking beer, you probably were stiff.
Yeah. I was fine. I did have my annual beer. There's no argument about that. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is wide open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And why would you do that? Because if you shop at a Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, or Lewisburg Pharmacy, every single dollar that you spend there locally gets spent locally 10 times over. The staff and employees, they use that dollar to support local contractors and helpers and businesses, and they use it in their pay to support other local businesses. You can buy tires in Northumberland. You can make sure that everything you need to do is done in your local town, and you can still do it, and they would just love for you to refrain from going to the big box store. Favor Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Lewisburg Pharmacy. It's not just a good idea and save you money and you'll get super served by the pharmacy and get personalized service, but it's almost patriotic that you're helping out your hometown, and they would just love to see you do that. Hometown Pharmacy sponsor our toll-free line, which is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We've got open phones. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 7026.
You know, it's interesting. Over the past few weeks, former President Obama, has been desperately trying to take credit for the things the Trump administration has achieved. And I read an interesting analysis today, and he does deserve credit for getting some of the stuff started.
You mean President Obama?
Obama does
some
yes.
of the credit.
Well, but not as much as he's taking. He just spoke.
Really? A politician? Puffery? No, come
on. Tuesday night, he visited the Baker Institute at Rice University in Texas and came off as a man who's obsessed with himself and obsessed with taking credit for another guy's successes. Here's some of what he said. And by the way, American energy production, you wouldn't always know it, but, you know, it went up every year I was president. And you know that a whole suddenly America is the biggest oil producer and the biggest, that was me, people. I just want you to. Sometimes you go to Wall Street and folks will be grumbling about anti-business. I have said you checked where your stocks were when I came into office and where they are now. What are you talking about? What are you complaining about? Just say thank you, please. But here's the real truth. GDP growth staggered along at 1.5% in Mr. Obama's final six quarters in office, but growth doubled to 3% during Mr. Trump's first full six quarters. The increase in job openings over Mr. Trump's first 21 months has averaged an impressive 75,000 a month, but over Mr. Obama's last 20 months in office, the number of job openings increased an average of 900 a month. During Mr. Obama's last 21 months, the number of employed Americans increased, not bad, an average of 157,000 a month. But under Mr. Trump, the increase has accelerated to 214,000 a month, a whopping 36% improvement. Now, fantastic. I would say that Barack Obama, as Bill Clinton does, deserves some credit for what he achieved.
Absolutely. Let's stop there. Good morning, everybody.
But Mr. Trump has taken on what he was left and built on it. And I will give President Obama credit for turning around the economy somewhat after the mess Bush left behind. But, you know, it would be nice if the Democrats would actually give Mr. Trump some of the credit he deserves, too.
All right. Well, I don't have any problem with that. I think President Trump does deserve some credit. It seems to understand some things that relate to business. You know, the people are torn on the tariffs. Some people like them. Some people don't. Some people say it's about blank time. Other people say it's killing the economy. It's really hurting farmers. So that's, you know, that's an argument.
Did you hear the guy from The Wall Street Journal on Gordon's program this morning?
No, maybe.
He was talking about
sorry.
The fact that that some of these trade deals harm consumers doesn't mean that they're wrong. He pointed out quite rightly that the president has to consider not only the consumers, but he has to consider his constituents as employers, employees.
I did hear that.
Well, I thought that was a very interesting thought.
But if you listen to some folks in business, they'll tell you precisely the same thing, that and the president has said this, some people have to suffer so we can fix this wrong, which is a trade imbalance and unfair trade and, you know, unfair tariffs on the Chinese side. And so they say, when you go to war, whether it's a trade war or a ground war, someone suffers. And that's why some economists say, or people who are in business, I would say less so economists, but people who are in business say, we need this hard stance so that something can get done. And if it works, it'll be fabulous. If it doesn't, obviously we'll have to, you know, change our tune. But the president is hoping that this brings China to the table, and there's been some molecularly small movement in that area. So,
well, he has a meeting scheduled with him, doesn't he, at this upcoming summit?
So yes, plus
hopefully something positive will come out of that.
And while they go into that, the president, or maybe not the president, but somebody in the administration is saying some additional Chinese tariffs could be coming. So you have that looming over that brief conversation that's expected. Apparently it's only a half an hour, not that you can accomplish a lot then. But you and I could accomplish a lot in a half hour just by negotiating something. Yeah, it takes us 90 minutes to do it, but we do a half an hour of interesting talk.
But seriously, stop and think for a minute. You know, you have this trade imbalance with China, and everybody's so upset the president is not doing what he should do with respect to Khashoggi's murder, that he should be pounding the Saudis into the dust
right,
for this horrible thing.
Right, it's a huge missed opportunity for the U.S.
Okay. So here you have China, where they're saying, oh, don't attack China, they're too important. But yet China is causing much more damage than Saudi Arabia. They're stealing American intellectual property. They're undercutting our industries here in this country by dumping their products here at prices that we can't sustain, or that they can't be sustained by our industries. You know, who's actually causing more damage in the world?
Well, and I think folks are interested. There are some people that say the tariffs are terrible and they're hurting a lot of people. The president tried to offset some of the injury to farmers by that farmer welfare program that he came up with, which is fine. You know, that's his prerogative to do so. But a lot of people say, hey, go after China and hopefully you'll win. This could be the beginning of a long war, but it could end, trade war, but it could end up with the desired result. Hey, you know, and I don't think that all of the points that you're trying to make are lost, you know, that the economy is on the up. Wages are moving slightly. So, you know, that is, far as many people are concerned, is a true barometer of a strong economy.
Well, look at what happened to Ford. GM. General Motors. Yet, when they first announced they were closing the plants, the people who don't like Trump saying, well, look at this. He was supposed to get all these jobs back here in America, and now they're leaving. They're closing down. And then when he announced a tough decision that he was going to go after them and maybe take away some of their subsidies, oh, well, he can't do that. That's terrible. You know, I think the president, whether it's Obama, whether it's Trump, faces serious, tough choices. And sometimes the ones they make aren't the ones we like or the ones we would make. But in the end, the result is what's going to prove the proof of the pudding.
Well, and I think, you know, this president would go down in history as a great president on a lot of fronts, if and only if he had any moral character, or he wasn't such a bully, or didn't have, you know, such just, I don't even know what to describe, such the narcissistic aspect that, you know, makes him lash out at people and call them names. If he didn't have his Twitter account, he could be a great president. But, you know, to continue to put down women and minorities and to raise up the alt-right and all that, that's not going to work.
Has he raised up the alt-right this week? Is it, what are we making reference to?
I wouldn't say this week. I don't remember. But I don't think he's ever raised them up.
The only thing I can ever remember him
saying. Well, he says they're fine people.
Well, may be some fine people. There are probably fine people in one incident 2 years ago.
Right. Well, but he hasn't. The reason he said that is because he feels that way, not because it's some random thought. He feels as though individuals who are racist and misogynist are fine people.
Really? You think he thinks that?
Yes.
He's condemned them many times.
He is one. That's the first thing that you need to know. So that's what is overshadowing his presidency. Point being, you pointed out some things that are noteworthy about the president, and I'll give you credit for each and every one of them. I have no refute for the good economic numbers that you can report right now. Wall Street went nuts yesterday thanks to the Fed talking about interest rates. So that's all good, and there's just no refuting it. And wages are up incrementally, so
right,
that's all good. There's just no refuting it. But the fact of the matter is the president overshadows all of that with his remarks. He's
really
a buffoon. Still a buffoon. He always has been, and he probably always will be.
Don't you remember the person who called in and was going to come after you the next time you called him a buffoon? You're living dangerously over there. This was a few months back.
Oh,
one of our callers.
He's
going to call management about you.
Oh, 286-5838. 1-800-795-9565. Dale knows all of this by heart. Thank you, sir, for calling in. You're on the mark.
Yeah, I think you guys got me recorded saying like 2 months ago, I want to say it was talking about raising rates. I said I'll be surprised if they raise rates because they're burning money at a so fast rate right now.
Wait, what is this?
What rates are you talking about, Dale?
Interest rates, national interest rates.
Interest rates. Well, what the whole thing is, Trump does not work for the Republicans. Trump works for the billionaire. Okay, so, I mean, everybody can get right out of that and stop. I mean, words are cheap, and he'll tell you anything. But the whole thing is, you know, our billionaires are heavily invested over in China, okay? And, you know, all this strong talk, words are cheap. But here's the thing with the Fed. All right.
Tell us the thing.
We're going to be feeling, I think the Fed just gave up on the United States because say our billionaires invest 20%. Into a welfare state, which is the United States, or they want to invest 10% in China, which is a manufacturing state, okay, country. So where would you put your money at, 10% in manufacturing or 20% welfare, subsidized economy? So here's the deal. I just tell everybody, the Feds are going to say they're going to lower rates, and, you know, people are going to put their money in. But when...
No, I don't think the Fed said they were going to lower rates.
Well,
they're not going to lower rates.
Yeah, it's trying to get people confident. Well,
they're going to go up.
They're colluding with the billionaires. So here's what they're going to do. By 2020, it's going to be time to pay the piper. And we should be back in line getting for cheese and bread because the whole thing is to subsidize the economy. They are not losing up manufacturing jobs. Manufacturing and all in the United States. They're all talking, but they're not loosening nothing up. We're not seeing no mini mills. You know, we're not seeing anything like that happening. So
no mini mills?
Like mini steel mills and all like that. They're not happening, okay? They're happening all in China and India. But I can just tell you right now, when everybody, the Fed just played a fast one on us. So confidence is going to go up. People are going to keep putting money into these, finances and all. By 2020 comes, our government will be using all your money that you invested in there.
All right.
And we'll be standing in line for cheese and bread again. Because
right,
it's going to be time to pay the piper in 2020. So the welfare state is going to...
See you in the bread line, Dale.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
All right, we got you. Mark my words. All right, well, thank you so much, Dale. Appreciate the warning. Appreciate it.
You know, but you look back to the way people behave about President Trump. I mean, you talk about... what he does. And I'll grant you that he brings a lot of bad
stuff
on himself.
Right, you don't like it either.
No, I don't. But, you know, I don't think the guy can win with some people. And they're so intent on proclaiming to the world how horrible he is that they just trample over facts.
Trump derangement syndrome?
Yes. Take, for example, how many times have people called this program who don't like the president and said, he's trampling our allies, he's insulting our allies, he's making fun of them. I know,
and you always say, maybe they need it.
Well, but then on the other hand, when he doesn't come after Saudi Arabia, he's not trashing these people, they need to be punished. Well, so how can he ever win? I mean, he's either too strong, too weak, he doesn't do the right thing, he did the right thing, then he did the wrong thing. You know, I think that if people stood back and took a deep breath, they would come up to the conclusion that as a human being, he probably fails. But as a president at the moment, despite what you may think, I think he's succeeding.
All right. As long as you don't worry about the deficit or personal or moral character.
The deficit has been there forever. It was bad under Obama. It got bad under him. It's getting worse under Trump. But at least people are working now. Consumer confidence is up. People are spending. Salaries are rising. I think in the long run, that deficit will start to come down.
1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to weigh in on this, Joe's all optimistic about our narcissistic president. I'm just trying to put a realistic picture on the price, the real price of having President Trump in the Oval Office. Feel free to give us a buzz. We have excerpts of a CNN report where the president's wife has besmirched the White House with some cranberry sauce. We'll tell you about that.
What?
1-800-795.
Cranberry sauce?
Right. You'll hear it in a moment.
All right.
1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. Please call us now. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
SMC is where you want to be for your next new F-150. And everything starting with E. Make 2018 a November to remember with savings up to $13,000 on your next new Ford F-150. Sunbury Motors has F-150s starting at $25,669. All SUVs with the letter E will plummet in price for SMC's November to remember. 67 Ford Escapes, 23 Echo Sports, 22 Explorers, all at one location. Brand new Ford Escapes starting at an unheard of $17,820. If you haven't looked into the all-new Ford EcoSport, now is the time. 2019 Ford EcoSports start at $19,880. SMC has the SUV that started it all, the Ford Explorer, for under $32,000. Hurry in now to SMC so you can show off your brand new Ford at your holiday dinner or to the buddies at Deer Camp. Sunbury Motors in the 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Greetings and welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, Mark Lawrence here, fresh from deer camp. I hunted yesterday morning in a tree and got the wind blown through me and then raked leaves the rest of the afternoon, and that was an ongoing battle. Because the wind was blowing them all over. So the wind menaced me all day long yesterday.
No deer to speak of.
Well, not yet, but I know where he's hiding.
Right,
so
right.
Saturday morning, we're going out and wait
get
for him.
Again.
Wait
you,
for him.
You posted a photo at a Lewisburg Park. I hope you weren't hunting there.
No. I was doing a check-in from high atop a tree stand. And
in a park?
No. I was out in the woods and deep in the heart of Union County. I mean, you'd never find me. And there's a part on the Facebook where you can say, you know, post where you are,
okay.
Check-in. And so I did it, and it's at Lewisburg Community Park, which is, you know, Lewisburg's good park with all that play world
well,
stuff.
Well, I was glad to hear you weren't there with a rifle aiming to shoot
and
deer.
I thought, I have to do this. if only Drew Kelly, my former colleague, will appreciate it because he works about 100 yards away now.
Well, I thought maybe you were up there shooting, getting ready to take people. Out. If you couldn't get a deer, you'd start with people.
There's probably our deer in there from time to time.
Well, we have two emails. One says, Mark's comments are a fine summary of thinking of some who oppose the president. No matter what he does, these opponents will clearly never reconsider their attitude towards him.
Wait,
what I said.
Did I not say I give you all of the points that you said about the economy and wages? Did I not say that those are valid remarks about, and that he'd be a great president if it weren't for his personality.
Mouth. Right, okay. They will usually find fault with every word he utters and every action he takes. Clearly, some of us have a very different expectation of the president.
Oh, dear.
You know, and that's, I think that's quite true, to be honest with you.
Or maybe for some people, but not for me.
One of our other writers says, true, Joe, Obama didn't have a booming economy like the current president, but let's not forget that the country was in the toilet when he took over. Let's talk about some of the other things Obama can't take credit for, like creating a bogus university where thousands of innocent people were bilked out of their money invested in this scam. Nor did Obama praise the likes of Putin or Rocket Man from Korea, tyrants who murder and starve their people on a regular basis. I don't think Obama paid off porn stars to keep their mouths shut about their ongoing affairs. Hard to believe that almost daily you are prone to comparing Obama to the likes of Trump. But the difference is I only compared him on a scale of what he produced with respect to economic issues. I'm not talking about personality. I give President Obama
a zero.
No, 100% compared to Trump on personal issues. I mean, I think Barack Obama's a good husband, a good father. You know, it's possible. I liked Obama as a man. I didn't care for him as a president. I like Trump as a president. I don't care for him as a man.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. Please join our conversation. Joe and I could argue about this for days and read 1,000 emails, but we'd love to hear you and in your involvement. 1-800-795-9565. I said this statement, and what's your reaction to it? President Trump could go down in history as one of the greatest presidents we've ever had, but he can't because of his remarks and his lack of moral backbone. Because of that, he'll never be regarded as a great president, no matter what happens in the U.S.
But yet Jack Kennedy's viewed as a great president by many people, and look at what he did during his time. Having an affair with a woman who was tied into a mafia kingpin. I mean, apparently he was had serial infidelities. You know, so morally, he wasn't exactly the shining example of Camelot that we like to think of. But yet he's people put that aside and say, OK, yes, he had his faults, as all men do, but he was a good president.
1-800-795-9565. I've got some calls coming in. We're very glad to see that. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number, and sponsored by the Hometown Pharmacies. Reiterating briefly, Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, Nori Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, and Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. We invite you to call us. So we're going to do a lightning round of calls right now, and then we'll have lots more calls during the 9 a.m. hour. Good morning, Than. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, you guys. By the way, I truly enjoyed Steve Kushiloff. He's a man who kind of stops Joe from some of his ramblings by pointing out his mistakes. But let me say, that insult is on top of the one that you keep doing for us, Joe. Those people who don't like Obama have never thought about it. Joe, that's not true. We think about it a lot, and we don't dislike him because he is this man or that man. What we dislike are the fact he's ruining our climate. He does not understand the change in climate. That's one. He does not understand diplomacy. He does not understand the things that have made our country great over the year, in my estimation. But please don't tell us we don't think about it. We just don't think about it in the crazy way that you do. I remember a quote from some place, it might even be a song, and it's 30 shekels of shame. Do you remember that?
No, I never
you
heard
sell
of it.
Out, you sell out people for 30 shekels and allow the people who you are taking advice from to do what they wish to do, whether it's good or not. It's 30 shekels of shame. It means I don't care if you kill somebody. What I care about is if you make money for my wallet. Anyway, we do think about it, Joe. Honestly, you're not the only one with a mind.
All right. Thank you so much, Than. Joe?
No, just every time Than calls, it's always a personal attack, but that's all right. I've gotten used to it.
What about the personal attack that we who disagree with you don't think?
I didn't say you don't think. I didn't say Than Mitchell doesn't think. I'm speaking in generalities of people as a whole who react to the president in such a knee-jerk way that they can't even acknowledge that he's done some good things.
Oh, he's done some good things. When he stops tweeting, that's a good thing. When he's in the air and he doesn't do anything, that's a good thing. I don't find much else that's that good. Now, has the economy gotten better? Yes. Now, can you blame that certainly on Trump? No, the economists don't blame that on Trump.
Well, I don't know what economists you're talking about, but we've had some on the show here who say, and including some on this morning on Gordon Deal's program, who say the president has done a good job with the economy.
And well,
okay.
Unless you're one of the victims.
All I do is disagree with that. It's not that I haven't thought about it. It's not that I don't know what I'm talking about, which may be true. But it's not that I haven't thought about it.
All right. Thank you so much, Than. Thanks for calling in.
Sure enough. Hey, thanks for the program.
You bet. Paul, you get a brief moment on the radio. Go right ahead.
Do you guys know what retrograde means?
Well, usually it's tied to amnesia, retrograde amnesia.
Something that goes backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the military, it's another word in order to indicate retreat, giving up ground for time. So that if anybody tells you that they're doing something and they're retreating, they're giving up something in order to gain time. And politicians do the same thing in order to work things out before they open their mouth.
They do? Which politicians are you saying, talking about?
Those that are dead.
Well, that's retrograde, all right.
Right, they're decomposing.
Retrograde life.
Thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate the call. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. It'll be open for the next 53 minutes or so, and we invite you to call us on that line. Now, the show's sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. You can email us right now at onthemark@wdkok.com or text us at 70236. This is WDKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show, On the Mark. Mark Lawrence, Joe McGranahan, Rob Center, fabulouser by the day. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open, 1-800-795-9565. You are welcome throughout our program to do as two individuals have done, and that's email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you haven't signed up for Text Connect, please do so at WDKOK.com. It's an opportunity for you to sign up for important messages that we send you, only about a dozen text messages a month at the most. It's an opportunity for us to tell you that a big local road is closed, that there's tornadic weather on the way. We sometimes Text Connect breaking national news stories that affect our lives. That's what we use Text Connect for, and we would just love to connect with you via Text Connect. So please make sure you sign up at WDKOK.com. We don't send you any ads. We don't sell the list to anybody, even Joe, who's apparently come up with a batch of chocolate cheesecake plus $80,000, but that still is not enough.
No, it was I offered you a Tudor pie that was peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter. That's right. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm forgetting my pies here. But nonetheless.
But you said you were
right.
Thinking about that offer, and I haven't heard back from you.
Yeah, it has expired. So that's the law is.
Then I'll just have to eat that pie myself.
It has rescinded. All right. In the news today, a Watsontown woman was cited by police after her dog's bit a 35-year-old man and bit the clothing of a 12-year-old girl. Watsontown police say they've cited Brittany Swartz for having two unsecured terriers that were out of the house and biting people. Citations found in the office of Magistrate Michael Deal. It is time for Pennsylvania to get serious about some common sense changes in gun laws. So says the state Auditor General Eugene DePasquale.
Auditor General Eugene DePasquale is calling for a community approach to address the gun violence problem. problem, saying law enforcement, those in the medical field, and the public must be involved in a conversation to improve safety. DePasquale is asking people to consider his report and the 12 recommendations in it with an open mind.
Too many, I think, hear one word on this, then go into an ideological corner and don't want to have a discussion. The time for that has got to be over. It's got to be over. And we've all got to start doing a better job of listening.
DePasquale believes common sense solutions are possible if people stop the rhetoric and finger pointing. He says a comprehensive plan is needed. Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
WKOK News Time. It is now 9:09. Lock her up. Not so fast, says Ivanka Trump. The president's daughter and advisor is defending her use of a private email account to conduct government business. In an interview with ABC News, Ivanka Trump says there's no equivalency between what she did and what her father criticized former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton for doing. One thing, Ivanka Trump says there was no restriction on using personal email, and she says all of her emails have been archived. Clinton deleted thousands of emails that she and her lawyers decided were personal or unrelated to her work as Secretary of State before she turned over thousands of other emails to federal investigators. And faculty members at Oakland University in suburban Detroit have received hockey pucks and are being trained to use them. And they're going to use them to potentially thwart active shooters. The American Association of University Professors distributed hockey pucks to its 800 members. The University Police Chief Mark Gordon says to fight effectively, faculty and students need to be prepared to throw heavy objects that will cause a distraction. Gordon says pucks fit the bill perfectly and can conveniently be carried in briefcases or backpacks. The faculty union's also warning with student groups to distribute an additional 1,700 pucks to students.
Was the late comedian who insulted people. He called everybody hockey pucks, and I can't think of his name.
A hockey puck.
Yeah, you always...
Right, yeah, I can picture him. He's slightly overweight.
Yeah. Insult comic, funny.
Oh, yeah, I would not be able to think of him. No, but
that's
I know
terrible.
Who you mean.
That's a sign of our age.
He's a hockey puck. Right, yeah, I can see him saying it, but I can't... his name won't come to me. But anyway, no, this is a good idea. The hockey pucks are a good idea, but it'd be the best thing to put in your backpack or briefcase when you're concerned about security is a 9mm with a laser sight and... a full clip or two, and that would better protect. I still like my cockamamie idea of mandatorily requiring everyone to carry a firearm, but that doesn't seem to have much momentum. But anyway,
and then there's that other school district that was throwing rocks, a bucket of rocks, hockey pucks.
Am I so deranged? Why do I think this is a good idea to be ready to throw rocks at somebody?
I don't know. Well, we have a call coming in. Maybe they have rocks to throw at us.
I guarantee it. All right, let's hit the email
first. I wish
first.
I could remember his name.
Email, upper right-hand corner.
Upper right-hand corner. How can anyone possibly think that Obama did anything positive for our country? He was the great divider. Unfortunately, he set back race relations 50 years. He taught our younger generation to disrespect our fine police officers. He released 5 of the world's most dangerous terrorists for 1 traitor. He destroyed our health care system. I continue, but I'm limited to 512 characters on my email. Signed, thanks, Carl.
You could probably go on.
Carl makes a good point.
Sounds like Carl could go on for quite a few.
Right.
But Don Rickles.
Don Rickles, that's right.
That is amazing. We couldn't think of that.
I know.
So
it's on the
famous.
Tip of my tongue, but I couldn't think of it. One of the funniest things I ever saw was the roast they did of him, the Dean Martin roast they did of him, and Foster Brooks, who played a perpetual drunk.
Was he really a drinker?
I don't think so. He couldn't have been that funny. Anyway, let's see. MB says, I just heard someone send a rant in about Trump University, which was fiscally and a poor business decision by Donald Trump. But Obama's interference with the online for-profit Phoenix University is possibly one of the biggest scandals by any president in the last 100 years. Obama disallowed veterans to go to Phoenix University and used military credits for that educational school during the stock down. Driving the stock down. Obama's cohorts bought the stock, and then Obama reversed the decision, allowing military personnel to use Phoenix University, driving the stock back up. Trump made mistakes. Obama did swindles.
I think
I'm
they're
not familiar with that one, are you?
No, I never heard of that. But let's suppose it is true. That is certainly something that, you know, I don't know about investigation, but it sounds like something that is, I'm sure the president had reason to do it.
Well, the nature
just as President Trump has important, verifiable reasons for the things he does.
President Trump made a lot of money licensing his name. I mean, let's face it, the guy created a brand, and the image of the brand was quality and luxury. And, you know, and good astute business decisions. And so he leases his name to people. He doesn't own all these things that have the name Trump. I mean, there were Trump steaks,
was he involved
Trump
in
water.
Trump University, I ask? I don't know the answer
I
to the question.
I think he probably did some things with it, yes.
Okay.
He certainly lent his name to it. And I don't know whether...
that's clear.
I think he probably participated or reviewed the course materials. But basically, I mean, I think if it wasn't a scam, it was about as close as you're likely to come to one. So let's say, give him the benefit of the doubt and say he didn't check into it as carefully as he should have. That doesn't make him the swindler.
President Trump's wife, Melania, is enjoying a lot of criticism for the...
I doubt she's enjoying it.
Criticism that is all because of the conical cranberry-covered Christmas trees that line one of the main hallways at the White House.
Somebody now is upset about this, huh?
Right. We have a CNN report, and this is from Jean Moos.
The president counted down. The first lady pressed the button to light the national Christmas tree.
2, 1.
A nice, normal green tree. Technically a blue spruce, but when it came to sprucing up the White House, 40 red cranberry-covered trees lining the east colonnade had some critics seeing red, or at least seeing car wash brushes, or seeing the women from The Handmaid's Tale with their bonnets.
Am I correct, girls?
You are correct if you thought the red trees would become the butt of jokes.
Soaked in blood. Soaked in sweet, sweet blood.
Check these out. You know, a lot of people said it looks like Christmas in hell. Then Melania said, exactly.
But you know what Melania really said?
We are in 21st century and everybody has a different taste. I think they look fantastic. In real life, they look even more beautiful.
Tweeted one supporter, I think the red trees are as fashion forward as she is. I love them.
Oh, come on. You regular trees are just green with envy.
The First Lady's office said the red motif is an extension of the stripes found on the presidential seal, and the Be Best ornaments are an extension of Melania's campaign encouraging kids. The First Lady seems to like red, right down to her fingertips, tweeted someone, the gloves are killing me. Is it cold or is she trying not to leave fingerprints? Twitter users needled the red trees by inserting the creepy girls from The Shining.
And ever.
But unlike The Shining, when you peek out through your fingers, the red trees are still there. Jeannie Mo, CNN, New York.
See, that's another example of Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, his poor wife, she does something different. If Jackie Kennedy had done it, they would say, oh, how marvelous.
Well, but red cranberry trees, that's a bold statement. That's
the funny thing
I don't
was
think
Christmas in hell. That was pretty funny.
Right. They don't bother me. I think it's a pretty bold sort of fashion statement kind of thing, or contemporary statement, you know, so I think they're okay. But I don't think it's Trump derangement syndrome. I think it's just people that don't like Melania. She's the only thing good about the White House, as near as I can tell. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Please call us right now, and please, I implore you, tell me that I'm wrong about my observations.
We don't need to call.
Well,
for
I know
that.
You
I'll
feel that
wrong.
Way, but you need backup. 1-800-795-9565. Give us a quick buzz if you're interested in being on the radio. We're talking about President Trump and Melania. Melania's red cranberry-covered trees that adorn quite brightly one of the hallways, making a very modern, a very artistic statement related to Christmas trees, so that's good. The president's personal character has been talked about, and of course his leadership on a wide range of economic issues and other direction of the country sort of things has been talked about. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number, 1-800-795-9565. Let me tell you about some of our sponsors, one of which is the Sunbury Motor Company. They would invite you to do precisely precisely what I'm going to do. Go to the Quick Lane, North 4th Street in Sunbury, get four tires of the choice of your selection, and they'll put them on. They'll pump them up with nitrogen for free if you buy them there. Normally, there's a slight cost to enjoy just nitrogen. And guess what? Those tires will grip better, last longer, run cooler, lose less air during the summer to winter transitions, and your tires will be happy for it. And they'll pump you up with nitrogen. And that's at the Quick Lane. While you're there, you can go ahead and get the inspection since you're almost it's almost due. They'll wash your vehicle. If you need any body work, they can do that. They can line it up. They can tune it up. And then they can point you to where you might be able to find a new vehicle if that is your interest. That's at the Quick Lane on North 4th Street. And Sunbury specialize in all types of service on all types of vehicles. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
So, last month, I walked around my hometown with my mom, knocking on doors, asking for candy. This month, lots of other cool stuff is going on, like football games, parties at my school, and special family meals. I see tons of people I know, and they know me too. It's just like when I go to my hometown pharmacy. They ask me how things are going at Cub Scouts, since that's my new thing, and when I'll be bringing another piece of artwork for them to hang up. Cool stuff, right?
Right. It's the little things you get at your hometown pharmacy that just don't happen at the chains or the box stores. That's the hometown difference. Every season, every day.
Another thing my hometown pharmacy knows about me is my nickname. Not my whole big long name, my mom says when I do something she doesn't like. But my fun nickname. Everyone has a fun nickname. What's yours? Bet you can't guess mine.
Discover the hometown pharmacy difference today at Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trutz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg. And Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is the hometown pharmacy's toll free line. We're talking about the President of the U.S. 1-800-795-9565. Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, you ever notice, no matter what the Trumps do, they get criticized. I don't care what it is, they're going to be criticized. And I guess this is what happens when you're not an elitist. You're not supposed to be elected to the White House. You're not part of the group.
Was President Obama an elitist?
Well, he fit right in the group. He said the right thing.
And was he ever criticized?
Not very much. Okay. You can see, even to this day, people defend everything he did. And I'm not saying he wasn't a decent person. I'm just saying he wasn't that great of a president. That's all. I like him as a person. And I like Trump as a person. They always attack Trump's moral character, and I fail to see that his morality is any less. In fact, it's better than a lot of the previous presidents that we honor today. And they can't show me that he has such a terrible moral character. He only says the truth, what he feels, and the truth.
Right, and that he's superior to women, and women are inferior, and blacks are inferior.
No, he never says that. That's all. That's all.
Mexicans
made
are
up.
Criminals, and women should be grabbed by the privates. Do I have to go on? Come on,
this
is uncomfortable.
That's one little thing, and I often told you, I've said stupid things in my life.
One sexual assault, and these girls are bent out of shape.
You won't admit it. And a lot of these self-righteous people that call in won't admit. They said maybe worse things. And if you've been around any men, as I have been my whole life, you've heard this. I'm not trying to say it's right. All I'm saying is that we stand here judging the president, and we have one finger pointing at him and saying guilty, and there's three fingers pointing back right at us. And I think that it's a very unfair judgment, and his family is a is a very successful family. If he was such a bad person as a character, how did he raise all his kids as successful? Can you explain that?
Well, I suspect...
Some say they may also be crooked, so, you know, he doesn't even win on that score, Dan.
Well, I don't know about that.
Let's face it, guys.
I think they've had every advantage that an individual could have, so I think that helps. I'm sure he's assisted them to get started in their business careers and so on, just as his father assisted him.
When you're an outsider, I never knew that Trump would suffer the persecution that he's gone through as an outsider, not being in the clique, not being in the media clique, not being in the Democratic clique, not being in the Republican clique. I never knew how much he would suffer. And there's a new book out. It's worthwhile reading. It's about the enemies in the White House. You know, there's still a nest of enemies in there. And this is what Trump's going through. And as far as global climate change, guess what? The voters, probably everyone that voted for Trump, we agree with him. Man-made climate change, as far as I can tell, in all the reading I do, it's a hoax. Yes, there's global climate change. There always has been. There always will be. But I look in 30 years from now, I won't be here probably, but people will be saying there's a freeze coming. The climate changes, and man is doing very little to change it, even if the United States does everything that the globalists want us to.
Dan, did the White House report that came out Friday talk about the man-made impact on the climate change? I mean, the president has finally conceded that the planet's getting warmer, so that's good. But did they talk about the fact that man is exacerbating the warmth?
Well, they always indicate that we can do something about it, that we have a impact.
No, that man is causing it, though.
And it's always the United... We're the ones that are supposed to get all the emissions right. But in China, they don't follow any of these regulations. And if they promised they'd start, I think it's 20 or 30 years down the road, they're going to start improving their CO2 emissions. So...
Well,
we're the only
late.
Ones that are actually making any effort, and that's why that's one reason I like Trump. He's not falling for man-made climate change.
All right,
and
we got
I'd
you.
Say most of his voters agree with him, and we don't buy into the elitist globalist attitude that we're affecting
right.
the climate.
Climate change
so
is a
guys,
hoax. We got you.
You guys have a great one, and thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much,
you're
Dan.
You're an elitist globalist, Lawrence.
Well, let me look that up. Joe, you're on the mark.
Oh, good morning, man. I would like to comment on Fan's statement that Trump is ruining our climate. Now, I find that interesting. I know he's the president of the United States and he has a lot of power, but if he's talking about pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord, which we wouldn't have had any control, and that was so far out in the future where you would see a difference, right? We're shutting down this or we're shutting down that to stop carbon emissions. And they
right.
were going
like
to grab a lot
down
of the U.S. money. It was going to cost the U.S. a lot of money. That was Trump's
right. Opinion. It's like if you're driving down the highway and you see a sharp curve ahead, you start to slow down. But that's not a good idea. You should not slow down. You should keep going
right.
at your present speed, right?
Well,
right. Okay.
What? I understand what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
But, yes, but Fan is, I mean, is he ignoring what's happening in, say, China? Or... I mean, I know Trump rolled back some regulations, and Trump will not be the president for life. Some people may want him to be. He may even want to be himself. But he's, if he even gets another the 4 years, those regulations, I don't think Congress has passed a law, but he has rolled back regulations, loosening, so companies can and work. And I remember, I'm old enough, and I'm sure Than and Joe, we're old enough to know, where I lived, there was a little stream where the sewage went right into that stream. I lived in a bigger town for a while where the lake was considered a dead lake, and the Cayuga River was on fire in the 70s. So we've come a long way from there, and we're not going back to that. The United States isn't going back to that. But I don't see the or understand Than's closed mind to make a hard statement that Trump is ruining our climate. That's one thing about people like that. They make statements just so hard. I mean, much more to it than that.
I would leave you with the words of Ronald Reagan, who said, "It's not that our liberal friends are ignorant, it's just that they know so many things that aren't so."
All right. Thank you.
Stand up during that when you mentioned.
Yeah,
I did stand up.
He takes the mic with him. Thank you so much to both of our Joes on board here. Thank you, Joe, for calling in. I do appreciate that. And thank you, Joe, for being here. You can sit down, please. All right. 1-800-795-9565. Let's take a quickie break. We're talking about climate change. One of our good callers has said that climate change is a hoax.
I think you cut off the incoming call.
Don't believe I did.
Believe you did.
I don't think I did.
Oh, okay. Maybe you didn't.
He's right there. Let's press the... Well, we'll take a break in a moment. We'll see if Mike is really there. Good morning, Mike from Millmont. You're on the
mic. Yeah, Mike from Millmont's really there.
Okay. Good. Go right ahead. You got an open mic.
Yeah, I like to take exception to Mr. Bible-speaking Dan all the time. Somehow, for some reason or other, thinking that there's something wrong with people not caring for Trump's crazy, idiotic behavior all the time. I mean, I have just as much the right to disapprove of his behavior as he does of thinking he's some sort of the second coming of Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't care for the guy. He's totally immoral. Can't even speak in a proper sentence half the time. Yeah, I'm supposed to somehow admire him? And I don't.
You're talking about the president.
Dan's a good speaker.
Well, I just want to make sure you were talking about the president and not Dan.
No, I'm talking about Trump.
Okay.
I don't like Trump. I have a right to not like Trump.
Sure you do.
Well, what makes him think that there's something wrong with people because they don't like that orange-faced idiot that was the president of the United States now? People have the right to... He's a president. He's not a king.
Well, aren't you saying the same thing in the opposite direction? That Dan doesn't have a right to think he's a good man?
No, Dan doesn't have a right to tell me that I have to somehow like him because he was elected president of the United States. That's what Dan says. Hmm. He's the president. We got to do da da da. Screw that. I don't care for him at all.
Okay. Don't hold back. Tell us what you think.
What Republicans and evangelicals can't see that he's the epitome of immoral behavior. They can't see that, I suppose.
Well, they overlook it because there are other positive aspects of the president's
Dan,
what you just said, the epitome of immoral behavior. I can name you quite a few politicians who are far more immoral than Donald Trump. He's hardly the epitome of it.
Look at Wiener up in New York. That's pretty bad.
What do you mean he's hardly the epitome of it? You never saw the...
What about Mr. Wiener, who took pictures of himself and sent them out to women? What about John Kennedy, who had multiple affairs? You know, there are plenty of immorally challenged presidents.
Correct. Right, of which Trump is one of them. And I have the ability and the right as a voting citizen of this country to disprove his behavior as much as anybody else. And that's not true.
You sure do. Yep, and I understand.
What puts him on some sort of pedestal? And as far as this economic stuff, I'm retired. I have a pension and an IRA that's been just trashed the last few months on account of his idiotic trade business with these tariffs. Now, what? That's okay, too, I suppose.
The tariffs have hurt your
IRA or
IRA?
Yeah, what do you think I'm talking about? I'm retired. Yeah, it's my IRA.
Okay.
I think that I paid into and invested it since 1978. Now it's being trashed on account of the
IRS? Is that?
Yeah, what is it? What's your IR based on? If it's based on stocks, it ought to be doing good.
Stocks, bonds? What do you mean doing good? Last week was down 600 points 3 days in a row.
And it came up 600 points yesterday. So the market's always fluctuating.
Okay, so now I'm halfway back just for those 2 days. As of last week, every single gain from the Trump effect was lost for the whole year of 2018, but nobody ever says a word about that. Every single buck.
Right, but the market has come back since then. That was reported rather widely that every gain was wiped out in that one or two days.
Okay, what is that? As a retiree living on a fixed income and using my IRA as part of my income, am I supposed to be happy about that somehow?
Well, it's come back considerably since then.
Yeah, you should be less unhappy.
It's lower than it goes down. You have an IRA. You invest.
Mike,
yes, I have an IRA and I invest.
Well, you're happy with the performance of the stock market, I guess, the last couple months.
I'm happy with it, yeah. I mean, I accept the fact that in the long run, the market's going to be a better investment than almost anything else, and it has been.
In the long run, I'm 70 years old. I'm retired now.
I'm 75, and I'm retired, too.
I need the stock market to do good now, not in some mythical long run.
Joe's the most conservative investor in history. Nothing rattles his IRA.
Yeah, that's...
All right, we got to move on, Mike.
When you got billions, what does it matter?
Mike, thank you so much.
Okay, I just want people to realize that people dislike Trump for thoughtful reasons and obvious reasons, and not because they haven't stumped on their Bible enough times this month or something, whatever Dan's always talking about.
All right, noted. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for calling, Mike. Take care. Good luck with your IRA.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Give us a buzz. We're talking about our president. We have one email related to this, but we will certainly take more comers. You can text us at 70236 if you're signed up for WKOK Text Connect. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com or call us on the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565.
SMC is where you want to be for your next new F-150 and everything starting with E. Make 2018 a November to remember with savings up to $13,000 on your next new Ford F-150. Sunbury Motors has F-150s starting at $25,669. All SUVs with the letter E will plummet in price for SMC's November to remember. 67 Ford Escapes, 23 EcoSports, 22 Explorers, all at one location. Brand new Ford Escapes starting at an unheard of $17,820. If you haven't looked into the all-new Ford EcoSport, now is the time. 2019 Ford EcoSports start at $19,880. SMC has the SUV that started it all, the Ford Explorer, for under $32,000. Hurry in now to SMC so you can show off your brand new Ford at your holiday dinner or to the buddies at Deer Camp. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, Dave Ennett, Northwestern's play-by-play voice, and Dave Jones of the Patriot News, 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, Joe, the emails, please.
Right. Good morning, one person says. I see everything President Obama did while in office, President Trump is taking away. So now we have our American car companies laying off thousands of soon bankrupt again. Make America great again? Good grief, Charlie Brown. But I think, you know, that's unfair. The president's doing what he can to stop it, and some people are coming down on him on that.
Well, and big companies adjust. You know, it's tragic and unfortunate you'd be laid off by a company that always pays family-sustaining wages thanks to the labor unions that support the car companies. But they do ebb and flow regardless. And you know, American car companies have to be as innovative as necessary to compete. You know, Ford's mastered it. GM has never really got their feet under them.
Yeah, not since the old days when they believed they could do no wrong.
Right, they were the car company in the U.S.
Yeah, now they're not. MB says, you've got some real winners today contacting you. I heard someone complaining that his retirement funds went down because the stock tipped the last couple of weeks. He neglected to mention to 640-point increase yesterday. He retired your stocks or where they are when you retired should take the majority out of the
system.
Missing
a couple words there, but anyway, go ahead.
He retired your stocks or where they are when you retired should take the majority out of the system and put them in a more secure bonds and mutual funds unless you want to take a risk of losing your retirement. If you retired, have the bulk of your investment still in stocks, you need a new financial plan, not a new president.
All right, well, he wraps that up. I think a couple of words are missing at the top, but the bottom line is was well said within the bulk of the email. Yeah, you don't want to be in stocks while you're trying to retire. Dick from Montoursville, you are on the radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You have a wealth of people in the biblical community down there, theologians and so forth. It would be interesting for me to hear from them why I shouldn't believe Donald Trump is the Antichrist.
Why you shouldn't believe it?
Yeah.
What evidence do you have that he is?
I think he's just an American
Revelation
politician.
Revelation tells me that I'm supposed to be looking for a person who seems to me to be described a lot like Donald Trump. Thank you. I'll listen to you.
Okay, so you think the description of the Antichrist in the Bible fits Donald Trump. I gather, is the point he was making.
I guess so. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We are talking about the President of the United States. Economically good, morally not so good. Paul, what's up?
I got one question I'd like to ask you about weather change. In California, they have all these fires and all this land and timber that is being destroyed. Whatever happened to salting clouds in order to make it rain with dry ice? Whatever happened to that?
I think it didn't work. It caused problems. I believe it caused some strong anomalies.
Well, I never heard of any reports.
Seeding clouds, they call it.
Seeding, right.
Seeding clouds. Cloud seeding is a type of weather modification that aims to change the amount of precipitation that falls from clouds by dispersing substances into the air that serve as cloud condensation or ice nuclei. Blah, 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 blah. Effectiveness. Here
we
go.
I like the blah, blah, blah part. That makes a lot of sense.
Thank you. Well, this is from like the American Meteorological Place. Anyway, whether cloud seeding is effective in producing a statistically significant increase in precipitation is still a matter of academic debate, while contrasting results depending upon the study in question and contrasting opinion among experts. A study conducted by the National Academy of Sciences failed to find statistically significant support for the effectiveness of cloud seeding. Okay, NASA says it doesn't have any impact.
Well, you would think that if it had any effect, that they would continue to do that rather than to use dry chemical.
I don't think they're using any chemicals to seed clouds at the moment.
Well, no, not with the seeding, but they use it to try and take the oxygen out away from the flame in order for it to kill itself.
Okay. So... All right. Gotcha.
All right.
Noted.
Yes.
That's gone down in history as another solution. Thank you so much, Paul.
I was looking at the... I looked up Antichrist. I wanted to see what the criteria...
Oh, what is the definition?
What the criteria was. Well, the definition's one thing, but the criteria
is bald,
is something
hairy,
else.
He's on Shemokin Den
Borough
Council.
The New Testament indicates the presence of cosmic opposition to God through references primarily to forces, people, or a person who seek to deceive those who already know God's Messiah. The cosmic struggle with evil is now chiefly localized in the church, so the spirit of Antichrist, the false Christ, and Antichrist, the man of lawlessness and the desolating sacrilege. All right, you think he's... And they use the reference of a dragon. Now, I've never seen a dragon with orange hair, have you? Let's see. And during the, all right, the masculine participle, or the masculine, participle suggesting a person such as the Antichrist all concentrate their activity on the elect of the community of faith.
What?
I'm reading what's here.
That is not a layperson's definition. I like the cloud seating definition better. People could understand that.
Well, I mean, what is the criteria for the Antichrist? You're a Lutheran layperson, minister. If I said to you,
it's not the president. I can tell you that.
Well, I mean, you should be. Shouldn't you be on the lookout for him? Isn't that part of your job?
Oh yeah, I'm constantly vigilant, and I know that I don't see him in president.
Well, what
Trump.
Are you looking for?
Green hair.
Green hair, okay.
Right, and a palish.
Somebody who has red Christmas trees in their house?
Pale hue and purple trees in their house. That would clearly be.
Okay, well, I don't think President Trump is the Antichrist, do you?
Doesn't occur to me that would be true. I don't like the president. Sometimes he says things via Twitter that I think, oh, it must be him, but then under more reasoned consideration, I think not.
Okay.
He's a contender. But why would the Antichrist help the U.S. economy go up? You think everything he would do would try to hurt things.
Well, I thought it was all wars and rumors of wars and all that second, you know, all this was going to happen.
Have you heard any rumors of wars?
Yeah, well, they're all the time.
Okay. You have funny friends.
There's rumors of wars all the time. People speak to me of wars every day.
Okay. All right, we're going to have to take a break then. I think we've definitely painted ourselves into a corner here. There's no way out. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number, so please give us a buzz. We're talking about the president being the Antichrist and the president's moral failings being widely ignored by the broad spectrum of the U.S. who enjoy some economic returns. And we've also talked about climate, about this. And the president's own report says the planet's getting warmer. Dan does tell us that within that report is an acknowledgement that man is a factor. So we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number, 1-800-795-9565. Please email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236.
F2 at Sunbury Motors Kia.
You wanna see ya?
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now through the end of the month at Sunbury Motors Kia. Before you buy, give Kia a try. With bonus cash before you begin your holiday adventures. Before you buy, give Kia a try. With $3,500 off on a 2019 Kia Sorento V6. Before you buy, give Kia a try. With many models to choose from under 20 grand. That's right, driveway in a brand new vehicle for under 20 grand, including a 2018 Kia Rio for as low as $14,977. Remember, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. While you don't have to camp out for these deals, you do want to hurry, because they won't last long at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Tax and tags extra. Offer expires 11/30/18. All rebates included. Restrictions apply. Warranty is limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you. We have read all the emails and answered all the calls, so we need more comers. 1-800-795-9565.
But there's sad news out of San Francisco.
Oh, no. We don't need any sad news this
time of
year.
And, you know, the Antichrist is around, and apparently he's taking on some Satanists. A satanic group in California had ornaments stolen off their satanic Christmas tree this week. After a public decorating event, the report said.
Wait, this is a Satanist group.
A
that
satanic
they
Christmas tree. Now, there's an oxymoron. The satanic Bay Area group, while not surprised, said it was disappointed that a significant amount of their decorations, which included pentagrams and inverted crosses, were stolen from San Jose's annual Christmas in the Park tree decorating event. Ornament theft is a thing that happens at Christmas in the Park, unfortunately, and we even anticipated that ahead of time, Satanic Bay Area organizer David Walker said at the outlet. I don't want to say we don't mind because it's annoying, but at the same time, it's a fact of life.
All right. Chris, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I think, you know, you quoted Reagan early on about something.
climate change or something?
No, I quoted him about things. I used the quote.
He was the one who thought.
Do you want to hear the quote or not?
Thought the trees caused pollution, wasn't he?
Okay. Did you want the quote or not? It was about what?
Yeah, I remember the quote. It's okay. About Democrats just think they know things.
No,
liberal.
It wasn't
like that.
Democrats. It was liberals.
Liberals.
Mm-hmm.
And conservatives just think trees cause pollution, so they're celebrating the fires in California
and volcanoes.
Rid of all that pollution, I guess.
Well, if
right?
you got your rake and went out there and cleaned up the mess, it wouldn't happen, Chris.
And he was governor, I guess, wasn't he?
He was.
There. It's still a mess, right?
Best one they ever had.
Orange County has gone Democratic. You like that, Joe?
Well, they always were a
Trump
little nutty there.
You should congratulate Trump on that one. And anyway, you know, Trump does ruin the balance of powers and the way our government functions by his unorthodox ways of doing things and thinking he has the right to do almost anything he wants. The Attorney General is major example of that currently, and of course it's come out now that he did conspire with a convicted felon to spy on his own Justice Department on cases that concerned him, and Nixon did the same thing. In fact, if you look at the Nixon Watergate defense and how he tried to use people in the Justice Department to spy, and how he treated the people who were testifying against them and whatnot. It's just like Trump's playbook now. It's almost identical, and I don't think that's particularly a good thing for the. I don't think that's a good thing for the country. I don't think. His idea that he only knows the best people, and then he has Flynn and Manafort and people like those, national security advisors who are like almost Russian cohorts. I mean, come on.
Now you have evidence that they're Russian cohorts, I assume?
Well, Manafort certainly was working with the Russians in Ukraine. That's definitely true. He was working for the guy who was stealing all the money from the president of Ukraine, who was stealing all the money and funneling it into Russia.
All right, we got another caller. Wrap up real quick.
Well, I think you got to look at a broader picture than, oh, gee, the economy's doing okay.
Right. Okay. We got
you. It's really not doing much more than okay.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being such a good listener. And, Dick, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I just wanted to make a quick point. I see last night where Trump, again, is threatening to declassify classified information, that more of a threat. Not, and here's the perspective. Like, early 1960s, I had the highest intelligence clearance you could get. You couldn't get any higher. So I know a little bit about this from that perspective. And one of the things I did when I got out of the military, I signed a paper for 30 years. I wouldn't even talk about what I did. And these people think that classified information can be just divulged at a drop of a hat. And it's not just the information that gets divulged. It's also the methods of collection, the people that collect this information. You're jeopardizing a lot of different factors in this, which just it bothers the devil out of me.
But who makes the decision of what's classified and what isn't? Who should make it?
Irrespective of that, it's classified for a reason. There's different levels of intelligence and different levels of classification. But my point is that just to cavalierly threaten to release it, it's not just that information. It's the methods that was collected, people around the world that collect this information. You can be jeopardizing their lives.
But look
That's
at the
whole deal.
Look at the Pentagon papers. Had they not been leaked, we would have never known what was going on.
Well, there again, that people that leak that safer are committing a crime to me. My point is that everybody that has an intelligence in the background and nothing, they know a lot of stuff. They just don't go around and cavalier and put it on Facebook and tell everybody about it. Right. If somebody's leaking it, that's their own stupidity. They should have been found out and then lose their jobs. But my point is that he just uses this as a threat to declassified stuff because I don't even think he understands what he can be doing to people's lives.
That could very well be. I think your that point could, taken. Could Thank be. You so much for calling in, Dick. Appreciate the
Thanks.
Call. Yeah,
thanks for your call, Dick. Take care.
Appreciate that. Let's see. We got you are taking Monday off, so
I won't be here Monday.
I'll see you on Tuesday.
Right.
And, of course, you already enjoy a retirement lengthened weekend, so enjoy that tomorrow. Ben Reckley and I'll be here, and we'll have some guests, so we'll be talking to them tomorrow. And we invite everybody to call in.
Good luck hunting.
Thank you very much. I'll go out hunting again Saturday morning. Doe season starts, so we'll... That ups the odds a little bit.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in, Joe. Thank you for being as fabulous as humanly possible, Mr. Rob Center. We appreciate that. And we thank everybody for listening to On the Mark. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:30 on Friday morning. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury WKOK News. Time it is 10 a.m., which means it is time for the Dan Patrick Show.